This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year's Eve. Hope you're going to get out and have some fun tonight. Kim and I will not be making it that late. We'll probably be asleep by 8 or 9. At the latest.
Nine. I think I can make it past 9, but 11 would be the absolute latest. I think I could make it up.
Not going to happen. I know. I get it. But hopefully it'll be a nice New Year's Eve for everybody, and the fireworks will go off where they're supposed to in the various municipalities around the country, and it'll be safe, and nothing crazy is going to happen, because you never know. These maniacs who want to hurt us are always trying to look for ways where there are, you know, people in various locales that they're trying to attack. So we hope that's not the case. Well, it's a nice, peaceful event.
Remember what happened on New Year's? It was New Year's Eve, but it was 3 in the morning, so technically New Year's Day in New Orleans last year. That maniac with the ISIS flag drove into a crowd of people, drove past barricades.
Yep. I do remember that. It's hard to believe that's just last year, wasn't it? Wow.
Yeah. I know. A lot happened this year.
Yeah. I realize that things seem to be accelerated, or what's a better word? I would think... I don't know. They just seem to be exaggerated. That's a better word, because we see everything that happens everywhere, right? It used to be that if a child disappeared, for example, only the people in that community knew anything about it. It was horrible, but people in the rest of the country didn't know and immediately want to keep their children inside for the rest of their lives and all that kind of stuff. Now we see everybody acting up in every Walmart or any other place in the country, no matter what. I've never seen that happen ever when I've gone to Walmart. I've never seen anybody act like a fool on an airplane. I don't see people act like maniacs at the park. I don't see people doing racist things. I don't see that in the stuff that I go about, but we see it magnified by what's put on social media. So we get this perception that the whole world's falling apart. In reality, it's really not.
Well, they'll say sometime, you know, like I just saw that crime overall as a country is going down. There are some states, most likely very liberal cities, where it's actually gone up. But in most cases, they're saying it's going down. But yeah, I mean, if you go to social media, you go to any sort of a news site, it's going to feel the opposite, right?
Right. Well, that's what a lot of that's planned. I do believe that. They want to keep us clicking. They want to keep us terrified. They want to keep us at each other's throats. When I say they, it depends on who they is. When I say they, meaning the media, they want to keep us clicking. They want to keep us going, oh my gosh, Myrtle, come here and look at the TV. What's going on?
Myrtle,
they're running the
Myrtle's
city down.
The name you went with, Heidi, huh? Lots of Myrtles these days.
I couldn't think of anything else. I didn't want to slam anybody's name. I could say Ava, but that goes for every 8-year-old in the country, so I don't want to say Ava. I'm trying to stick with something, you know. Come look at the TV. They're burning the cities down.
I remember, though, with news where they're like right before the 10 o'clock news, for example, if there was a shooting, or like a murder investigation or something like that, even if it was a North City, where I hate to say it, but those happen quite often.
Right.
They would have us rush out and go cover it because there were police officers there and sirens, and you could have the live video showing what's happening right now. And yet you had a story that you've been working on all day that had a much, much wider reach, impacted so many more people, and they would have you ditch that for some other stupid, I hate to say stupid because obviously a life has been lost, but some stupid story that I hate to say it, but a lot of people don't care about because it doesn't affect them, right? And it's to be expected in that area with, and it's stupid. The whole stereotype of if it bleeds, it leads is unfortunately very true.
Very true. And not only that, but if you've got people who are doing terrible things, burning up cars, burning up buildings, they wouldn't do it if the cameras weren't there. If the cameras would all leave, these protests would end so quickly that, yes, they have their own cameras, I get it, and their phones. But I'm telling you, they do it for the attention. If everyone just, it's like having a bratty kid acting up in the grocery store. You walk down the aisle, of course you keep an eye on them, but you go a different aisle, they stop.
But now
they've lost their audience.
Nowadays, you really don't even need news stations to go out and do it because it's going to get a lot more traction online. You put up something on YouTube or TikTok, it's a lot. You'll get more eyeballs on it by posting it there than if it were to air on the nightly news.
That's so true. I was talking to some kids at the park near where I live, there's a high school, and there are a lot of times the kids will ditch and hang out at the park. And I was talking to them one day about school and whatnot. And they were saying that school's boring, but they said lunch is the most fun thing because if a fight breaks out, they get video of it. And they become the heroes of the school.
Yep. That's what people do now. They don't step in and help or go get help, right? Go get the SRO. No, you whip out your phone and you start recording it and you actually incentivize them to continue, right? You start shouting things like, fight.
That's right. That's what happens. Even parents will do that sometimes. You see those videos of parents actually trying to fight or encouraging their kids to fight and things like that, or not getting in the middle of it because their kid's winning or whatever. I mean, I don't know if the phones have brought out the best in us. Would that be fair to say?
That's probably fair to say. And I mean, you think about these police stops, right, where you have somebody who's claiming that an officer was racist and that that's why they pulled him over and they abused him and all the things. Well, guess what? There's something called editing, and people can edit that video and post it from a certain perspective and not show something that they did to deserve that in some cases. And then it's this rage bait we keep talking about that I forget which outlet had that as their word of the year, because it's true. You see something and it looks a certain way from a certain perspective online, and all of a sudden you're infuriated, you're sharing it, and you really don't have the whole story.
No, you don't. The other day I happened to be picking up a fast food lunch and I saw a police officer very tenderly putting a plastic, I guess it would be a poncho, on a man who was in an electric wheelchair on the sidewalk. I don't know if he was homeless or whatnot. Okay, so she got this poncho out of her car, and it was pouring. Cats and dogs, pouring rain. And she's out there doing that, putting this poncho over this guy that she got out of her own police car to help him out. And I thought that was so sweet, and I took a picture of it. Boy, that thing went viral. The police department found out about it. They posted it. People on my Facebook page were posting it. I heard from the police officer, because at first it was hard to tell who she was. But people identified her, and then they let me know on my Facebook page. And then the police officer herself reached out to me on the Facebook page. Thank you for mentioning that. And I thought, why doesn't anybody take the time to do that kind of thing? It's always the negative stuff. They don't talk. The million things they do every single day that benefit the community, those don't get highlighted. It's just the bad things.
It's true, which though is really cool then that yours went viral. Something good happened.
I mean, I couldn't believe how fast it got out, and the police department retweeted it, and then she got a hold of me from somebody told her, hey, so-and-so's talking about you, and the next thing you know, she thanked me, and we had a little chat on Facebook, and, you know, God bless her. I mean, but people immediately recognized her and said, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so, and that I wouldn't be surprised. That's the kind of thing that she does, and blah, blah, blah. Well, you don't see that mentioned every day. It's just that, you know, it's that one car stop that goes crazy because someone doesn't want to listen to orders. Listen, I got pulled over the other day, first time in years. I got pulled over, and the kid was 21 and he was training with his field training officer. So I knew I was going to get a ticket. I was sunk. I wasn't going to talk about
speeding,
it.
Speeding, I assume?
No, I just stopped at a stop sign where I could see everything, all four streets around me clearly, right? I just kind of tapped. I didn't stop the 3 seconds he wanted me to.
Oh my gosh.
Once again, no, he's 21. He's got a field training officer. He's doing it by the book. Okay. An older cop wouldn't even have looked at me. All right. Anyway, long story short, but you know, he did a great job, and you know, I had my stuff ready. My driver's license and everything ready when he came to the car, window rolled down. You know, I did what you're supposed to do when you get pulled over. I'm not going, why'd you pull me over, officer? I can't believe you pulled me. You know, this nonsense that escalates things doesn't have to happen. But those are the stories we hear about, unfortunately.
Well, but it's also the people who will, you know, they'll start reaching in the glove compartment, things like that. That
yes.
Naturally, a cop's going to think, well, do you have a gun? Are you about to try to shoot me?
Right. Exactly right. I didn't do anything like that they were going to be concerned about, and I knew how to behave. And you know, it doesn't escalate if everybody would do that. And yes, you have to get out of the car. The Supreme Court says so. If they said you have to get out of your car, yes, you do. I didn't have to get out of the car. He didn't ask me to get out of the car. But I have been asked to get out of the car years ago. I had the highway patrol give me a horizontal gaze nystagmus test. You know, with the finger, and you watch the finger.
What, for DUI? Yeah,
on the highway, because he didn't believe me. He said, where have you been? I said, I was skiing. He said, were you drinking? I said, no, sir. You know, I'm not that good a skier, okay? I didn't say that, but I said, no. He didn't believe me. And he tested. I'm on the highway, and the cars are whizzing by me. And of course, I passed it because I wasn't drunk. But I got out of the car like he said, did the test, blah, 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 blah. I didn't give him any trouble, and I moved on, you know?
Now, that's kind of scary, though, on the side of the highway. I've always gotten worried about that, where if someone's trying to pull me over and you don't feel like there's a good place to do it, I'm worried they're going to think I'm trying to run from them. And I've heard, okay, you can put your hazards on or do something to indicate to them, like, okay, I see you, I'm trying to pull over.
Yeah.
But I think I'd be too nervous to pull over on the side of the interstate with people going 70.
I know.
Or,
it was crazy.
I mean, here in St. Louis, they go like 110 miles an hour. So.
Oh, it was scary. It was very, and it was embarrassing too. I felt like a jerk. But, you know, you do it because the cop said so, and that's it. You know, in that case, you don't want to escalate things. All right. I am so excited about this. We're going to be speaking with Chris Wiley. Did you see him speak at the Navy SEAL Freedom 250 event? He spoke right before Trump. An amazing speech he gave. He's going to be joining us coming up next. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. Good morning. Did you watch the amazing event the other day with the Navy celebrating 250 years? Did you see that event? Did you see that amazing speaker? His name is Chris Wiley, former Navy SEAL, continues to give back to all of us. He joins us right now on the Mark Cox Morning Show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I loved your speech. I loved you talking about the SEAL ethos. I loved it. Boy, you laid it out, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm inadequate here. I'm inadequate here. I'm inadequate here.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully I didn't make you feel that. Hopefully I inspired you.
You did. You did inspire me to try to do better. You really did. Well, you have such an incredible inspirational story, and you're continuing to give back. Talk a little bit about what you continue to do.
Right now, I run the Michael Murphy Navy SEAL Museum up in New York, so I try to continue the honor and legacy of all of the Navy SEALs that have been that have fallen, killed in action, or killed in service and training, and tell the amazing stories from World War II to present day. It's named after Michael Murphy. The Lone Survivor movie depicts his story with Taylor Kitsch and Mark Wahlberg. But it's a Naval Special Warfare Museum. And I just try to give back to veterans of all, you know, all walks of life. You know, it doesn't matter what branch of service you are in. Try to be an example for our community and my kids.
I think it's amazing, and I love that you're still doing that. So the Washington Monument is doing something amazingly cool tonight. I'm so thrilled about this. Talk a little bit about that.
So I'm trying to help out here with Freedom 250 as a veteran voice, and it is an amazing 2026 planned and scheduled with all these great events celebrating our nation's 250th anniversary. So our first signature event here happening tonight is going to be the Washington Monument illumination and New Year's Eve celebration. So this is the second time in history that somebody has gotten permission to utilize the monument in any fashion. So it was no easy task to get permission to do this. It's going to be illuminated as the world's largest birthday candle. And at the top of each hour, it's going to do a video, you know, like storytelling from our founding, through our expansion, through our independence, fight for independence, and, you know, the story and history of the U.S., and then, you know, looking forward into our future. So that's going to happen every hour, and this is going to go on for about 5 days.
This is just so neat, and it's so sad, Chris, how many people are so angry at America, right? And that they hate living here and they want to leave. And then you have people like us who are so proud and honored to be here in the United States. I mean, speak to that, because obviously this is a big birthday we have here. And this tonight kind of kicks off all of that coming up.
Well, this is, you know, a once in a generation, you know, you only turn 250 once. but I just wish that I could you know, share how I feel when I see the flag, when I hear our national anthem, how emotional and, you know, what it does to me physically and spiritually, just about the country itself, you know. So I wish I could share with people that feeling that I get every time I hear our anthem or see our flag or, you know, see the military and things of that nature. But you are 100% correct. We have moved away from unity and just love of country and the spirit of America, and we have a lot of division. And I believe that these events that we've planned all for 2026 are just trying to bring everybody back together, to give everybody that feeling, to remind us that, you know, maybe we don't agree on everything, but we live in the greatest country in the world, and you should be proud to be here. If you don't want to be here, I am 100% behind you going back to wherever you came from. You know, Absolutely. There's no reason to be somewhere where you're unhappy. So
yeah, there's no question about that. We're speaking with former Navy SEAL Chris Wiley. You know, it's so interesting, Chris. I love Washington, D.C. I know it's a swamp. I get all that. I love the history of Washington, D.C. And I love the fact that you can walk down the mall and on one corner, somebody's singing about Jesus. On another corner, they're protesting war. And I mean, you look at all the cities in the world. Where else can you do this? I mean, it's amazing what we have here in America. And people should always appreciate that.
Well, it's so easy to forget. That's what people do. People go from some place where they're oppressed or you have a dictatorship or, you know, there's just a total imbalance of money and power in all of these other countries. And then they come here, they get a taste of the American dream, and then they want to change America back to where they came from for some weird reason. And yes, we are the only country in the world where you can have freedom of speech, you can voice your opinion, and you can express yourself. And it's great. You don't have to, you know, agree with all of these ideas and the people that are, you know, preaching, protesting. But that's what makes America great.
Absolutely. It sure does. And it's people like you who have given us that freedom and continue to maintain our freedom in America. I mean, that's what we need to celebrate every single day. What do you expect as far as the amount of people? I'm sure it's going to be a packed house tonight.
Well, that's what we're hoping. We're hoping for a packed house. You know, we've had safety is of our utmost importance and in the front of our minds here, you know, so we have to make sure that everybody's safe, that the monument and all of the, you know, it's a national monument at the National Mall. So we have to make sure all the grounds are protected. It is a free event. You don't have to do anything. You can just show up. But please don't feel like this is just going to be a haphazard event. There's been a lot of thought, planning, and, protection put in place to make sure this is a safe and wonderful celebration this evening. I'm so excited to see it. You can watch it online at freedom250.org. You could go on the White House social media. I believe Fox and a few other media outlets are going to be covering it also live. So if you can't make it there, which a lot of people can't, you know, but I would love for as many people as possible be able to tune in and watch this, you know, once in a generation celebration go down tonight.
It's so exciting. And thank you for being here, Chris Wiley. I so appreciate it. That's freedom250.org. One of the things I love the best about Trump is that he celebrates America like you're doing tonight, like we're all going to do. Thanks for being here on the Mike Harkless Morning Show. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. I loved his speech the other day, Kim. He's so amazing.
Yeah,
Navy SEAL.
I just think, I mean, he said something that was really important that, I mean, it's so easy to forget. I mean,
yes.
Just what we have living in this country, right? And we really should celebrate it. And I know even last year they were kind of gearing up to celebrate America's 250th birthday, right? And this, it's kind of cool how they're already kicking things off on New Year's Eve.
And aren't you glad that I'm glad Trump's in the White House every day, but aren't you glad that he's in the White House right now? Can you imagine if Biden was in the White House? There would be nowhere near this kind of celebration of America, of who we are. Listen, we've always been a nation where we grouse at each other and all of that. We understand that we've always been an imperfect union. I get that. But my gosh, the idea that we've survived this long is incredible.
Can you, imagine what a New Year's Eve with Biden would look like? Maybe it would have...
Maybe
since he gave so much money to Zelensky, he'd allow him to do the ball drop. And Zelensky is hosting New York. What is it? The Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve or whatever.
Do you even watch that anymore? That I'm going to watch this, but I don't watch. It's always some celebrity. I'm thinking, why are they even there?
It's yes, but it's one of those things, kind of like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, where you're not necessarily sitting down and watching it, but it's tradition to kind of have it on in the background.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I think so.
Well, we're not going to have this on in the background. Freedom250.org. Go to that website and watch it tonight live. I've seen some pictures of it. I think renderings of it, what it might look like. Not sure that's the final thing, but they are beautiful. Let's celebrate America tonight, guys. We're so excited about that, and we should always celebrate America. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Look at 100 deals a day. I choose one.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in circles.
Most valuable commodity I know of is information.
Who is that girl?
I'm Taylor Riggs.
Well, there she is, Taylor Riggs, almost the end of the year. How are you? You know, we've talked before. I'm Heidi Harris, of course, in from Mark Cox, and Kim and Ethan here with me. How are you, madam?
Happy New Year. What a great way to end the year, spending it with you guys today.
Thank you. You know, I was just laughing, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on this, but I found a funny column in The Hill today written by a Democratic strategist. I'm just going to read you the headline because this is so different than the way we were just talking about our country and how great our country is. Trump presides over America's coming apart. I mean, the left is, they don't know what to do with themselves, Taylor. They're so miserable. And Kim and I were just speaking with a former Navy SEAL about the amazing thing Trump's doing with the Washington Monument tonight. All happy, all Americans. Wow, we should be getting together. And then the left is just still, they're just gnashing their teeth. They don't know what to do.
They hate success. They hate capitalism. They hate to see people climb the socioeconomic ladder, which capitalism is the best way to do that. The best way to also do that is to boost GDP growth, which supply side economics is doing with the big, beautiful bill. That is the best way to get the working class into the middle class. And they just don't like that. They want people dependent on government money. They want people dependent on welfare and Medicaid and SNAP benefits. They don't want you to be independent and to succeed and start your own business. Because when you are dependent on the government, then they get to stay in power. So they don't want you to be independently successful.
Well, you know, a lot of people might be thinking it'd be a good idea to go start one of those daycare centers in Minnesota.
All joking aside, are you not livid? I am outraged. Yeah. I texted my dad last night, and I'm not advocating this because this is illegal, but I texted my dad jokingly, and I said, I'm going to not pay taxes next year.
Yeah.
Until these people get it together. This is theft. I am working my butt off to pay taxes. Half my paycheck goes to the government, and they are spending it, giving it out to fraud in Minnesota. What if all 200, 300 million of us just decided we're not going to pay taxes until you get your act together? Now, right. I can't do that. It is illegal. I'm going to pay my taxes. This is a joke. But people are outraged. This is totally unacceptable.
Yeah. And how deep does this go?
That's a rant for the day.
Well, no, I don't blame you because we've been talking about it throughout the morning, and it's a big deal. I love the fact that Trump is going to cut the funding for Minnesota upwards of $185 million a year until this gets straightened out. And we know it doesn't end at Minnesota. I love that he's doing this.
It's like Elon Musk tweeted. He's like, I've been warning about this since last February when I started Doge. Mm-hmm. They have the receipts. This is why the American people voted for Doge. I voted for a lot of things, and primarily last election, as we've talked about, was a pocketbook issue. But I voted to cut the crap, cut the spending, cut the fraud, waste, and abuse. And this is exactly why people are so furious. And I think there's so many people out there, I'd be willing to pay, you know, the taxes that I paid if I knew that it were going to a really good cause. But it's not. The majority of what we pay in taxes is going to fraud and waste and abuse. And I think people are really, really sick of it. I want to give the local newspapers on the ground in Minnesota huge credit for doing local reporting on this. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I know here at Fox Business, we've been looking at, California. I mean, don't even get me. I'm born and raised in California, and my train to nowhere is finally getting federal funding cut as well. But again, that's just sort of the tip of iceberg where people are thinking, why am I working so hard to send my money to Somali immigrants who are stealing?
Yeah. You know what's fast? Yeah. You know, I was just thinking while you were talking, I was thinking about what the effect would be on the midterm elections, because the Democrats are not going to have an answer for this. And Trump's going in there and trying to weed this stuff out. Wouldn't have happened under Biden. There would be no weeding out under Biden. And how could this affect the midterms? I think it'll affect them in a good way.
Yeah, I think so. So I think number one in midterms is going to be still the economy, still inflation. If real wages can continue to outpace inflation, then that's a good thing and turn positive. But I think number two with that is we have learned in this country, we do not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. We are pulling in record amounts of revenue and we're still $37 trillion in debt and spending $2 trillion in deficit spending every year. It is not a revenue problem. All of these conversations of tax, do a billionaire's tax in California. You cannot keep taxing people into oblivion when you can't cut spending. So I agree with you that I think highlighting all of this fraud angers people like me who are thinking, can I afford to have more children? No, I can't because the cost of having children is so high. Except if you're in Minnesota, then you can have as many children as you want because we're on welfare stealing from hardworking American citizens who are paying into all of this fraud. And so I agree with you that, I mean, the pressure's on Tim Walz, the pressure's on people in Minnesota, but really I think broader Democrats at large to really answer for how you are spending the money of American taxpayers who are killing themselves going to work every day just trying to bring home food on the table, and then they see stories like this.
Yep, I felt the same thing watching that YouTube video. I was so angry. That was the emotion that I felt. We were earlier this morning, Taylor, talking about the biggest stories of 2025, and one of them that I had in the top 10 was Liberation Day, right? I think it was initially scheduled for April 2nd. They moved it to April 5th, where he implemented that the tariff. I mean, that has to be one of the biggest things because so many people probably continue to be skeptical about it. But to me, it's been a win.
Yes, I think a win in hindsight, considering how far we've come. You've had a little bit of some weakness in the dollar, which generally stable weakness in the dollar is good. Stocks are near within a point or two from record highs. Tariffs have brought a lot of people to the negotiating table in terms of trying to get deals done with America, because I think Americans also felt very ripped off that the trade situation isn't a fair playing field. Probably the rollout and the way they did that wasn't great. I think April was tough for all of us, especially if you were looking at the economy and the stock market. But absolutely in hindsight, given how far we've come, a win in terms of it didn't tank the economy. It brought in a couple hundred billion dollars in revenue. People might be getting dividend checks next year. We'll see how all of that pans out. But this is an economy that, thanks to the big, beautiful bill and those supply side tax cuts, are helping. And also, I think, highlighting again how unfair I think people felt when it comes to our trade policy. Now, maybe Liberation Day wasn't the best way to go about it, but it certainly highlighted, I think, bringing trade to the forefront of the conversation. And if we're not going to start with what Liberation Day proposed, how was that a starting off point in the negotiation to finally get to fair trade policy? And I think we're on track to get there.
That's what we need to focus on, is that it's fair trade policy, that Trump is not implementing tariffs that didn't exist previously. That's what people keep forgetting. We're trying to equalize, level the playing field, which the Democrats used to be in favor of. Anyway, before I let you go, I want to ask you about this. I'm just seeing this coming through my phone now from Fox News, that the House Oversight Committee is demanding answers in this Minnesota mess. They're calling on Tim Walz to testify. Oh, please pass the popcorn. I want to see Deer in the Headlights 2.0. I want to see that.
Can't wait. And you know what? Americans are demanding this. These are our taxpayer monies, federal and state taxpayer money. This is our money. Stop the grift. Stop the fraud. You have to answer to us. Every private company has to be audited. Every time, you know, it, like a non-government funded company, Fox is one of those. Every time we issue quarterly earnings, we have to have an audit. Why are these companies and these I don't even know what we call them, charities, fraud companies, they should be having audits and DOGE programs of their own, just like every other public company has to in the private sector. So
absolutely.
I think, you know, it's just, it has to be done.
Well, I think that Republicans have to keep this on as many news sites as they possibly can. They've got to keep this in the news. This will help in the, obviously, I believe in the midterms, it'll help in November. But more importantly, it's going to help the country by cleaning this mess up and bringing it to the attention of everybody that Trump is trying to fix this. This would never have been fixed under Biden. It was, a lot of it's created under Biden. So this would have been, well, it's going to be amazing to see what happens for the country. But this will start in Minnesota, and we'll just keep moving around all the different states.
And the best cure is stop big government spending.
Mm-hmm.
Stop
absolutely.
It. There's too much big government spending out there.
That's true. Taylor Riggs, Happy New Year. Are you staying up late tonight to watch anything? Or you know,
late for me with two kids at home is 8 p.m. So we're going to do a fun little celebration from 5 to 7 p.m. And then we're all going to bed.
Love it.
Okay. Little sparklers or whatever. That's about the
exactly.
That's it. And you can watch it on TV later. Yes. And now we can. See, nowadays, you can if you missed it tonight, you can watch it tomorrow.
Exactly. We'll just replay last year's maybe for the little kids and they won't know any difference.
There you go. All right. Well, Happy New Year, Taylor. Thanks for being here on the Mike Cox Morning Show.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. You too. Bye. All right, guys. So you're going to, how late you staying up, Kim? What'd you say, 8 o'clock yourself?
No. Seven? I'll do past eight. I'll probably maybe make nine. It to, we'll see if I can make it to like 11. That's pretty late. It depends if I get a nap in. I don't get a nap in most days anymore.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it. I really don't with the baby, and then he's three now, right? Easton's how old?
Easton will be three in February 1st.
Wow.
Yep. And little man Hudson's 4.5 months, 4 months or so. Yeah.
Wow. How does Easton like him? Is he happy he's got a little brother?
He is. He's such a sweet big brother, and you never really know if the older kid's going to be shoving him away and say, you know, I don't want to have him at our home anymore, or if he's going to embrace him. And it's been so sweet. He goes up and he kisses him and he hugs him.
Aww,
and
so
he's
great.
Adorable. Yeah.
When are they playing baseball together? That's going to happen faster than you can possibly imagine.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, got an update here. I found this column. This is so funny. On the Hill, this is a Democrat absolutely losing his mind. And we'll talk about it, Kim, when we come back. The headline is Trump presides over America's coming apart. Well, he must be fun at a dinner party. What do you think? This guy. The guy to not invite to your party. That's coming up. I'm Heidi Harrison. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. Happy New Year. There's a guy by the name of Max Burns. He's a Democratic strategist who has a column in The Hill today. And I just thought I'd throw this out there because this guy, Mr. Negative, we were talking about how great America is, how exciting it is what they're doing tonight, the Washington Monument, and how you can watch them change the colors of the Washington Monument and all this amazing stuff and celebrating America and look how great we are. And we made it 250 years. And yes, we're an imperfect union. I get all that. People disagree. We always have squabbled and disagreed about various things, but darn it. I'm glad to be here. Find me a country where people don't disagree. But this guy, yeah. The headline of the story is Trump presides over America's coming apart. Oh, brother. Okay, I'm just going to share a couple of things I highlighted. Mr. Negative. On the eve of America's 250th birthday, what should be a celebration of enduring freedom feels in many ways like a looming funeral. What do you think, Kim? What do you say to that?
Yeah, it feels like a funeral, all right.
Yeah, right? A funeral for the left. 2025 saw the shredding of America's social fabric to the point that Democrats and Republicans now seem to inhabit two mutually exclusive realities. One nation under God has quickly become many nations under grievance. Really?
That doesn't surprise me that that would be the you said it was a columnist who wrote that in the Hill?
Yeah. Democratic strategy, yeah. So here's the interesting thing, though. He talks about a Pew Research study. A survey published this month shows just how far things have fallen in the opening decades of the 21st century. Back in 2001, 54% of Americans reported trusting the federal government. Now, as of 2025, only 17% of Americans believe what their government is telling them is true. I would attribute a lot of that to COVID, wouldn't you?
Probably. That probably increased people being skeptical of, what they were being told.
Yeah, lots and lots and lots and lots of lies. He also calls Trump factually impaired.
Factually impaired?
I love reading these things from lefties. I get a kick out of it. It's fun for me. Gallup found that trust in the media hit a new low of 28%. I think that's high, don't you?
Yeah, I would agree.
Voting age Americans, he says, now get their news from a larger number of sources than ever. See, this is what's really bothering him. That you can't, we've talked about this throughout the morning. They can't control the narrative anymore. They've lost control of it. They can no longer tell people what's happening because people can go on YouTube and TikTok and Reddit and all these things and put out their personal experience or get videos of it. And MSNBC can ignore it. And, wait a minute, it still got out anyway. That's what they can't stand.
Well, the thing, so the YouTube video that Nick Shirley put out on the Minnesota fraud, I just noticed a lot of the mainstream media outlets, the left-leaning ones, like the CNN, the MS Now, they just didn't talk about it. Until now, when Trump froze all the payments to Minnesota for child care services, now they almost can't ignore it.
Right, but they don't have to put context in it. Oh, Trump just cut off the money in Minnesota. There's no reason. I'm sure there's no reason given as to why that's happening.
He's evil, that's why. That's according
to
them.
Yeah, he's evil. He wants children to starve and... But yeah, he's talking about how voting age Americans now get their news from a larger number of sources than ever, from social media outlets like TikTok and X to YouTube influencers and occasionally even legacy news outlets like the New York Times. Yet poll after poll suggests they're unlikely to trust any news except that which confirms their pre-existing political beliefs. Well, aren't most people like that?
Well,
not defending it.
But people forget that there's an algorithm to social media. So they think that because they're seeing all the same type of video that, I must be seeing it because it's true. No, you're seeing it because you clicked on it once and now the algorithm knows and they're going to keep feeding that all to you.
Yeah. If you click on something like somebody rescuing a dog out of the street on X, then you'll see 5 million more of those, which, you know what? I need more of that and less of the politics in my X feed. So there you go. By the way, you can follow me, Heidi Harris Show, on those things. Things have grown so tense, this Democratic strategist says, that 1 in 5 American households report experiencing family estrangement due to political disagreements.
I believe that.
Where's the tolerance? Because it's mostly the lefties who don't want to talk to the righties. Where's the tolerance from another point of view?
You're right. It's very few people who are conservative who would cut somebody out of their life because of someone who's liberal. It seems to always be the other way. And I've had family and friends who've cut me out of their life.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? No loss. But not. I have friends I disagree with politically, and I don't. That's not what we talk about.
Have you lost?
Is there
any?
Something? Not that I can think of, because I've been doing this for so long that people know what my political beliefs are.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I've had a few people back away because of COVID shots. I've never told them not to take a shot, but my posting about it and things like that, I guess, have gotten them to the point where they're mad. Well, okay, go ahead and be mad and get your booster and leave me alone. You know,
how many boosters are even available now?
6 or 7 or 8. I
probably
have no
more
idea.
Than that.
I have no idea. And go out and get your, be sure and get your, and ChatGPT was telling me this morning that I need a measles booster if I'm born after a certain year, because I might not have a measles. You take your, you know what? Take your MMR and stick it.
I agree.
So final thing, Max Burns says, it feels like things are falling apart in America because they are. Oh my gosh. I plan to start the year in a happy mood, positive, expecting wonderful things in 2026. I hope you guys are too. I'm Heidi Harris. Always fun working with you, Kim and Ethan.
You too.
And
I will
you too. See you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you guys too. And I'll see you guys all next year sometime. All right, guys, everybody have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.